This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got much to cover. We have some crazy stuff happening majorly. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Disney, Legoland employees busted with horrifying child porn of toddlers and infants. It's interesting to note, I wrote on the crimes of Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal. Employees caught in sex stings, child porn arrests, and Disney moves forward. Continuously the pushing forth of the homosexual agenda, sodomy, which the end aim is the children. Okay, I didn't say that. They said that. Matter of fact, if you look at Kevin Jennings, the safe school czar under criminal Barack Hussein Obama and sodomite, by the way. Interestingly enough, his icon was Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. The slogan during the gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. So don't sit there and act, America, like you don't know what's going on. And furthermore, if you just simply look to Canada, the way that I shouted from the rooftops years ago concerning the homosexual agenda, the first thing they did there is once they stepped over that stumbling block, the Christ, the God of Israel in their country's preamble, once they got rid of God, so they think. Interestingly enough, the first thing they did was attack the churches. Then they attacked homeschoolers. They told the parents that you could no longer tell your children that sodomy is wrong. And let me tell you something. The Bible doesn't say that sodomy or homosexuality is wrong. It says that it's an abomination. Okay, so you're going beyond transgressing. That's like a guy that's speeding down the highway and the cops tell him to pull over. Well, what he does is he puts his foot on the pedal. He pushes it to the metal, goes faster, and gives the police officer the finger. That's exactly what these people are doing to heaven. And rest assured, he who spits against heaven is going to get a response. He's going to fall on his own back. Going back to Canada, the third thing they did is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old. And by the way, I'm sorry I even have to talk about this. This is the unthinkable. I never in a million years ever thought I would be talking about the crimes that the American people are tolerating in this country in any sense of the word. And to stand back and wonder why the judgments of God are upon this country. You know what? Shame upon this country for tolerating the crimes that are being advocated against children today. I'm going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I wanted to highlight something that I heard on the news break right before we picked up the show here in the first segment. And, of course, you heard Paul Ryan was doing his best to stop the moderates from pushing forward on shutting down or advocating for illegal immigration. It's interesting to note, friends, that Paul Ryan, as you well know, I brought this up several times, but I want to tell you how and show you how you're being played by the CIA-controlled media once again. They're putting him up to be an advocate for the people when, in fact, he's the one that teed everything up for Barack Hussein Obama to fund the illegals coming into the United States of America. And I also want to remind you that that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill does everything to fund our enemies both within and without. And with that said, keep in mind it was President Donald Trump that just signed that bill behind March for Lives last month. Okay? You knew and heard little of it, little to nothing of it. And that was all by design. They smoke and screened you by putting March for Lives in front of what they were doing that weekend. And guess what, friends? They did it. Now they're using the words, by the way, going back to the commercial right before we picked up the first segment here, talking about moderates now. Okay, so we got moderates, we got liberals, we got leftists, we got communists, we have right wing, we have conservatives, we have Christians. Do you not see, friends, how they're using the divide and conquer method every step of the way, Mark 3:25? It's every time you listen to what the world has to offer, friends, it's nothing but divide and conquer. And you already know who's behind pulling the strings, the CIA-controlled media. But again, I wanted to highlight the fact that they're putting up Paul Ryan as being the good guy and the advocate for you, the people, when it comes to illegal immigration. Keep in mind, both him and Donald Trump just signed the bill that funded them both within and without. And that bill, by the way, was all teed up by Barack Hussein Obama, and Donald Trump signed it. Just so you know, okay? I also want to take it a step further because people are beginning to wake up with Donald Trump and his administration. He's doing the opposite of what he said he was going to do. People like him. He's a likable guy. Great. But we're not to judge him by his personality, friends. We're to judge him by what he does. Matthew 7:16. And if we judge him by his fruits, we're going to know exactly what we're dealing with. I just got an article this morning from Don Boys, PhD. And what they're trying to figure out is, why is Donald Trump honoring Islam within the People's White House dinner? Now, I didn't say Barack Hussein Obama. No. Just to make clear. I didn't say Barack Hussein Obama entertaining Muslims celebrating Ramadan within the People's White House. No, I'm talking about Donald Trump. How can Trump honor absurd Islamic beliefs with White House dinner? Well, guess what, friends? He did. When are you going to figure out what they say and what they do are two different stories? The CIA-controlled media is driving all of the opposition they need, giving Donald Trump all of the press that he needs, and withholding and blacking out on all the media that he doesn't need. Also keep in mind, friends, what you need to awake to is the fact that when you look at State Department statistics, you'll see that illegals coming into the United States has doubled under Donald Trump. It's doubled under Donald Trump. When you figure out the game that you've been caught up into and you stop the cycle by holding their feet to the fire and you demand real representative government in the United States of America, then it's going to change, but not until then. You're still caught up into the old game. The American people still have not figured out the same game that they've been caught up into decade after decade after decade after decade. But I wanted to highlight, folks, that Trump is honoring Islamic beliefs again within the People's White House in the dinner that they just had. And, of course, the conservatives are doing their best to attempt to justify themselves in saying that he needs to be honored for not having radicals within the People's White House. See, this is the best you've got. Today's conservatives are simply yesterday's liberals. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock superboom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to jump over onto my YouTube page, please do. I want to read some feedback here for you really quick. I had a lady just the other day, and I hope she's okay with this, but she had written to me about my last article concerning the circus of politics and how leading through opposition is advocated by those that are pulling the strings. And she wrote to me, I want to go ahead and read this to you. She said, Mr. Dean, call me the Dean, but not Mr. Bean. Mr. Dean, he may very well be acting, speaking of Donald Trump, but may I ask you, who is in that infested swamp has he got to do anything with? They've all stabbed him in the back every time he has turned around. His own AG acts like a first-year law student who can't read or write. His vice president can't make up his mind if he's going to support him or not, and I don't know how Rudy got in there. So if he is playing, acting, or whatever the case may be, not one in D.C. has his back that doesn't have a dagger in their hand ready to sink the first time they get the chance. What I said back to her is just this. I said, I understand that is how they play the game. The same agenda is going forward regardless of you like the candidate or not, and has been going on far too long. I also said back to this individual, that's the problem. You're caught up into the game. Watch the video. And the reason I'm telling you to watch the video, friends, is because I'm going to give you the response right after I told her to go over to my YouTube page concerning Circus of Politics on Bradley Dean YouTube, Bradley Dean YouTube Sons of Liberty.
She had written me back after she watched the video, and she said, "I had followed your articles for a long time, but that is without a doubt the best video you have put together yet. You have everything backed up. I can't even start to tell you how much it has affected my thoughts. So what's been the difference between him and Hillary winning? I felt like we had already been in Stalag 13 if that of Hillary Clinton had won." Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, you got to keep in mind those that are pulling the strings, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are both players. So they win regardless of which one wins. But what the CIA media, controlled media, did is they pushed opposition to Donald Trump through Hillary Clinton. Here, let me tell you how that works. People hate Hillary Clinton. They hate the Clintons. They know that she's a criminal. They put her up against a guy that's been groomed and put in a favorable light since we can remember who Donald Trump is. They've also been grooming him for years, talking about the presidency for those that did not know. So when it was his time to come up after his show, keep in mind, folks, that they also gave him that he was always put in a favorable light. So when they put him out there between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, they already knew who's going to win. But what shows you that Donald Trump is a player is the fact that he's getting beat up and stabbed in the back, as this woman said, by them that he fails to prosecute. He's the president of the United States of America, friends. He's been given delegated authority by we the people to prosecute. The question I have for all of you Trumpites is, why hasn't he done it? And by the way, all of you Trumpites, many of you are beginning to fade away because you're beginning to see exactly what I've been telling you, like it or not, and I'm talking about me liking it or not. I'm not going to get on the radio and tell you what you want to hear because it's what you want to hear. If you want to heap up teachers to itch your itching ears, go to another conservative website, friends, that doesn't understand the definition of what conservatism is, because it is spawned from the Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I'm not about to tell you what you want to hear by withholding the truth. My love does not afford you that. My love worketh no ill because it's been given unto me by the Holy Ghost, Romans 5:5. So in saying that, friends, please go over to the YouTube page, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And if you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, before we get going on this topic, Disney, Legoland employees busted with horrifying child porn of toddlers and infants. I'm sorry. I've even got to go down this road. I really honestly am. I've been warning people about this agenda for 15 years, friends. I remember having guys on the radio from Minnesota Family Council in the state of Minnesota here saying that homosexual marriage would never come to pass. I had them sitting there denouncing everything that I was saying, almost laughing at me. And I said, no, I'm telling you, it's coming. That's all you have to do is look over to Canada to understand what this is really all about. They're always aiming for the children, friends. Well, again, to prove the points, here we have it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Disney. And by the way, before I get rocking on this, I called, I made a call to the president for Disney without return. I also wrote a letter to Bob Iger, the president of Disney, who advocates this garbage. And by the way, Disney just came out with another hat with the little musketeer ears, you know, musketeer ears, and it has the flag on it. Also keep in mind that flag, that rainbow flag, you do understand where that's coming from, don't you? You know, they call it pride. They call their flag pride. It's not pride. Now keep in mind, pride cometh from hell. It doesn't come from heaven. But keep in mind that that rainbow was a covenant between man and God that he would never destroy the world again by the flood. Why did God destroy the world by a flood? Because of the wickedness of man. And after man was destroyed outside of eight souls, God told Noah, "This is the covenant that I'm going to make between you and me. Here's the rainbow." They are literally using the homosexuals. And the sodomite communities are literally using the rainbow flag, which stands in direct contradiction of everything that they use it for. God destroyed the world because of the wickedness of man. So what do? The homosexuals? They're reprobate states. They're war with God, a war in which they will never win. What do? They use his symbolism against themselves, and they call it the flag of pride. And what's sick about it, friends, is what people need to understand is when that covenant came about after the world was destroyed, except eight souls, and that rainbow was given as a covenant between man and God, keep in mind, he said he would never destroy the world again by a flood. Nope, next time it's by fire. Next time it's by fire. I want you to remember that. But it's interesting, I wrote to Disney. I wrote to the president. He didn't even have the decency to respond. Because I told him where this was going to. I also want to let you know that I also wrote letters to every school in the state of Minnesota. Every single high school, elementary school in the state of Minnesota received a letter from us about 10 years ago. And I want to tell you, friends, did the CIA-controlled media, were they unhinged? Oh, to say the least, friends. You want to talk about harassment? You want to talk about illegal harassment going on in my ministry? Oh, it was going on. But I just want to let you know, and I want to let them know, that I'm not here asking for permission from the devil to obey God. They're going to understand in this life, there are people that really do believe in the living God, and they act accordingly. Let's get to this. Polk County, Florida. 11 men were arrested on Monday, and they are now facing a total of more than 650 charges in a disturbing child porn sting that included horrific images of babies as young as 12 months old, and that implicated employees at Disney World and Legoland and a volunteer for Boy Scouts of America. Hopefully I'll get to that before the end of the show. The arrests were made as a part of an operation called Guardians of Innocence 2, which was carried out by the Polk County Sheriff's Office Computer Crime Unit. By the way, I high-five every one of you guys for doing your job. Now, in a release report by the Tampa Bay Times, Sheriff Grady Jude confirmed that the accused pedophiles may be facing even more charges as the investigation continues. As you know, this is just the beginning, Judd said. Once we serve such warrants and seize the devices that these suspects are using to download and distribute pornography, we will do a complete forensic analysis and in all likelihood, we will be adding on more charges related to the felony possession and distribution of images of videos of children being sexually battered. I want to ask one question. I want to lay this to the candor of everybody listening to me across the country and into 53 countries. Why is there available pornography online in the first place? It's illegal. Why is there available online child pornography? I've never seen it. I don't intend to ever see it. But why is it made available in the first place? And how would you get to it? How would these guys know how to get to it? This is what the Lord warns of when he says not to do something. By them thy servant is warned. When we don't take heed to his warnings, look what happens. It spawns more crime. Be right back on the other side.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe are currently hosting a press conference. Before the press conference, though, President Trump had a chance to address what he expects to come out of the meetings being held next week with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
This will not be just a photo op. This will be at a minimum. We'll start with perhaps a good relationship, and that's something that's very important toward the ultimate making of a deal. I'd love to say it could happen in one deal. Maybe it can. They have to denuke. If they don't denuclearize, that will not be acceptable.
Alice Marie Johnson, whose life sentence was commuted by President Trump, said she appreciated him showing her mercy. She also had another message for President Trump.
Thank you so much that I am going to be that one that is going to make you so proud. And I hope that my life will encourage him to do this for others, too.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Talking about Disney Legoland employees busted with horrifying child porn of toddlers and infants. Why would it be made available in the first place? We know that there is a sting operation called, and not in a good way, called Operation Pacifier, where they're actually throwing on the sites of conservatives to basically set people up, so we know that that's where much of the pornography is coming from. Law enforcement, they call themselves, setting up innocent people. But on this hand, friends, on the other hand, these people are guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks. You know, you ever wonder why in Scripture it doesn't talk about stuff like this? Because it was the unthinkable. The law was preached from the housetops, friends, to all of the people. And it's interesting that once they would hear what the law says, they would amen the curses, not the blessings. That meant that the people would hold accountable those that were going to commit the crime before God in his moral law. They would convict them. They would deal with them. And I want to tell you what, in their dealings with criminals during that time, and during the time of the founding era of this country, folks, crimes were not committed like that. Adultery was unheard of. Bad examples to our youth were unheard of, said Ben Franklin in 1793. Look at how far we've come. You know, it's interesting. Again, yesterday I was talking about how criminals have to go to jail to get justice rather than from judges in the United States of America in many cases. Not all. But when you commit a crime like this, that's not a good place for you to go, because you are dealt with by criminals. When you look in Scripture, Luke 17, verse 2, it says, "It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones." Whoa! Exodus 22 tells us, "If you afflict them in any way and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear the cry, and my wrath will become hot, and I will kill you with the sword. And your wives shall be widows and your children fatherless." Whoa, man, how come we don't see that in the courts, man? We see leniency in the courts today. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Yesterday I was talking about on Sons of Liberty, as a matter of fact, how a pedophile and a rapist is running for Congress in the United States. Why would he feel so emboldened to do something like that? Well, he's doing it. You ready for this, friends? Disney's Legoland employees busted with horrifying child porn of toddlers and infants. Roger Cathy, 53 years old, a project manager at Walt Disney World, has been charged with 24 counts of possession of child pornography and 2 counts of promotion of sexual performance by a child. A project manager at Walt Disney World. What a better place to hide out? Stinking creeps. Deputies claimed that when they confronted him, he admitted that he had been downloading child pornography files for the last year. And upon investigation, detectives found files depicting victims as young as 3 years old. I mean, folks, this is, again, I'm sorry that I have to hit this, but I want to tell you, this is where it's gone. Ricky Vargas Garcia, 30 years old, a Legoland employee, has been charged with 10 counts of possession of child pornography. He admitted that he trades and views child pornography and also solicits nude photos and videos from underage girls. He said that he, and insisted, by the way, that the youngest girl was 11 years old that he solicited from. They found him to be a liar, of course, and found files depicting victims as young as 3 years old. Edward Zaborowski III, 48, a father and a Boy Scout volunteer, had been charged with 64 counts of child pornography, possession, and 1 count of promotion of sexual performance by a child. He was soliciting victims as young as 4 years old. Richard Cousins, 64, listen to this, friends. They have at Disney, Legoland, they have registered sex offenders that work there. I want to let that sink in. A registered sex offender, Richard Cousins, who was previously convicted of sexually assaulting 2 boys under the age of 13, has now been charged with 143 counts of possession of child pornography and 3 counts of promotion of sexual performance by a child. Soliciting victims as young as 8 years old. Bruce Knopper, 51 years old. But friends, I'm trying to make them famous, okay? I'm doing my best to make these people famous. Bruce Knopper, 51, has been charged with 12 counts of possession of child pornography and 1 count of promotion of sexual performance by a child. He was soliciting victims as young as 4 years old. Don Carrier, 84, has been charged with 200 counts of possession of child pornography. He was soliciting victims as young as 3 years old. Matthew Sense, 35 years old, another registered sex offender working at Disney, was previously charged with 2,000 counts of possession of child pornography before he was 17 years old. He's been charged with 100 counts of possession of child pornography. Now he reportedly admitted to detectives that he has been viewing child pornography for the last year. He was preying on victims as young as and soliciting victims as young as 2 years old. And folks, I got to tell you, there's a reason Jesus said it's better for them to take a millstone and cast and to put it upon their own necks and to cast themselves into the sea, because they've crossed lines. If you think you're going to rehabilitate people like this, you better think again. They crossed lines. They did it willfully. This is the mind of the enemy of your soul, by the way, to prey on children. Jared Whittington, 24, has been charged with 14 counts of child pornography. He was preying on four-year-olds. Alejandro is his name. Alejandro Baltazar II, 20 years old, a college student, has been charged with 55 counts of possession of child pornography. He works at Disney, preying on victims as young as 2 years old. Donald Marich, or Marich, however you want to pronounce that, 69 years old, a retired school teacher, has been charged with 16 counts of possession of child pornography and 3 counts of promotion of child pornography. Detectives claimed that Marich admitted to being a Disney annual pass holder who frequently makes solo trips to the theme park, and while he denied downloading child pornography, several files were found on his computer. Then they found out another 16-year-old kid, anonymous, has been charged with 12 counts of possession of child pornography. All employees of Disney. All employees of Disney, friends. Who promotes the homosexual agenda more than Disney does now, friends? Well, I can take you over to this, too. Disney, SeaWorld, and Universal employees caught in sex stings, child porn arrests. I highlighted that on March 24th of 2017. Of course. Now, how is it that the criminal, I often say this to you, who is the criminal before God? The one that commits the crime or the people that allow the crime to be committed? Well, what about the people that are actually hiring these registered sex offenders? Shouldn't they be held accountable as well? Because once you begin to understand that that's how you do it, friends, you take it right to the enemy, this is when it's going to stop. Because the people that hired these people, all the while knowing that some of them were registered sex offenders, they need to be prosecuted as well, friends. Because, as I said, you are not going to rehabilitate these people. They've already crossed the lines. They are working against nature itself. Now, this is what I wanted to get to, because one of these guys that works at Legoland, he also works with the Boy Scouts. And you've seen what's been, and have seen what's been going on with the Boy Scouts over the last, I don't know, 5-10 years now. You know, they want to get to the kids, friends. That's the objective. It's been my message 15 years ago to the present, and I'm right every step of the way. Yeah, you heard me. I said I'm right every step of the way. Because that's all, again, you have to do is look at history to see exactly what it's about. Because we're going to come to the same point, the same head once again. Brian Rushfeldt, the president of Canadian Family Action, said they have secret files here in Canada, as they do down there in the U.S., of guys that have abused kids that they hadn't reported. There were investigations into the abuse of boys, which really never produced anything in Canada. Irving, Texas, February 8th, 2013, I wrote, David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, has been charged with sodomizing a boy under 13 years of age in his troop. Now, I want to stop right there because there's much more to come on the next segment. Now, me in my time grew up fatherless. Me in my time was at the end aim of one of these individuals that was stopped in his footprints real quick once my mom found out what this guy was trying to do. We had something called Big Brothers. And I know what it's like to be a fatherless kid. I know what it's like to be subjected to these animals. I'm just trying to figure out why government's giving these people a pass, and then once you look to government, you can find out these animals are in government, and they're the ones giving these people a pass. So it's time that we clean house, America. If government doesn't want to clean it, we, the people who are the government, will clean it.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You know, it's amazing. I'm sure you guys have heard of this guy, Milo Yiannopoulos. I'm sure you've heard of Dan Savage. Folks, I'm telling you, you want to talk about... You don't even need any discernment to pull the curtain back on these guys. They are vile. They are vile. And yet they're out there putting themselves out to be conservatives in many cases. Not so much Dan Savage. But they're putting themselves out to be conservatives. And what are we talking about right now? We're talking about Disney Legoland employees busted with horrifying child porn of toddlers and infants. I was just thinking about those guys, by the way. That's why I brought them up. Then I was talking about Disney SeaWorld and Universal employees caught in sex stings, child porn arrests. And then I shared with you, friends, as well, that I wrote a letter to the president. And I also wrote a letter to SeaWorld as friends. I wrote a letter to SeaWorld as well, friends. And neither one of those places responded. They're accomplices, friends, to what's going on here. When they're hiring these individuals that are also registered as, registered as sex offenders. How can they not be held accountable for this? But they're going to continuously push the envelope until the American people figure it out. And then on June 15th, I'm sure they're going to have Gay Day. They'll have probably about a whole whopping, 15 homosexuals show up to their park. The park shut down for them. How can this be America? This isn't America.
And then I was bringing you over to none other than the Boy Scouts, and I highlighted David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, who's been charged sodomizing a boy under 13 years of age. I know what it's like being a fatherless kid. I know what it was like having a big brother. I know what it's like when you see these creeps around. But I got a question for all the daddies out there. Hey, daddies. And by the way, the real daddies, they ain't letting this stuff fly. And what's sad about it again, friends, is the fact that when they go to jail, criminals don't let this fly. Why are you letting it fly in the free world? Why are you letting it fly? The news broke on the same week as the Boy Scouts of America, BSA, decision on whether or not to continue their longstanding ban on homosexuals. In the BSA, the Boy Scouts of America, homosexual child sex abuse happens all too often. There have been over 2,000 cases of abuse. And yet, America, you're just opening the door, you're lowering the law, and you're opening the door because of your apathy, because of your unwillingness to stand up. And you know what's really sick about all this, America? And I mean sick. Derelict of duty before God and man and these children. Is when I go on to these articles, you know what articles pull up when I search these out? Mine. Maybe that's the reason the Lord called me to go do high school assemblies. Because nobody else was willing to do it. I could go down that road for 15 minutes too, but America, you should be ashamed of yourselves for allowing what you're allowing in public schools, in the public arena. We're talking about the Boy Scouts of America. As a matter of fact, let me go down that road a little bit longer for you. Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from ages 6 to 9 years old. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal II was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing four scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. Douglas Smith Jr., who ran the child abuse prevention program for the BSA, was sentenced to 8 years in federal prison for trafficking child pornography on the internet. I mean, if such crimes have already come to the light in the Boy Scouts, one must ask why the radical homosexual lobby is determined to force the BSA to allow homosexuals to infiltrate their organization. By the way, the radical homosexuals can force themselves on nobody that's not forcible. Okay? You have people working on both sides trying to open that door. Once again, the radicals use totalitarian methods and means and attempt to bully the BSA into submission. Clearly, they are using the guise of a victim status to attack and undermine the moral foundations of the BSA. You're exactly right, Bradley. Exactly right. What happened to the dads? Man, I've seen some cases where that was a dad. Someone trying to touch his little girl, and he took him out. The judge justified him. Amen. If the courts don't want to uphold the law, the people will. See, and that's the danger of the courts for not enforcing the laws. Then they'll lose credibility with the people. And that's where things are teeter-tottering right now in this country. Canadian Frederick Henry stated, human rights laws designed as a shield are now being used as a sword. The issue is rarely truth information, but rather censorship in applying a particular theology through threats, sanctions, and punitive measures. In 1998, Canadian Scouts, the CS, decided to allow females, atheists, agnostics, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals to join the Cub Scouts. In 1999, they approved the establishment of the all-homosexual troop, which now marches in Canada gay pride parades. Within 5 years, scouting memberships dropped over 50%. Many scouting camps and offices were closed, and staff was laid off. Of course, that was their objective, because whatever they touch, they destroy anyways. The end of sin is death. And what they don't realize is it applies to them as well. I mean, as one would expect, when the doors to sinful behavior are swung wide open, sex abuse by leaders in scouting is another tragic consequence. Of course. Of course. It's my understanding that it's being promoted on every sitcom known to mankind in America today. I don't know. I haven't watched that filth for 25 years. Because there's nothing but filth on the airwaves. Because the prince of the power would have it so, but the fact of the matter is the church could have it the other way, but they're unwilling to stand up and do the stuff, because when you look to the church, namely the Catholic Church and the Evangelical Church, look at the pedophiles in the pulpits there, all across the boards. Hey folks, if you want to know why a man doesn't preach against sin, follow him home. If you want to know why a man doesn't preach out against sin, it's because he's guilty of it. Wow. Boys who become scouts to receive a healthy moral upbringing are instead becoming lifetime victims of criminals who prey on children. That's exactly right. They're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Even worse is the lack of justice these young boys receive. Canada's epidemic of child sex abuse is largely swept under the rug to protect pederasts. You want to know why they're protecting pederasts? Because they're protecting themselves. Folks, by the way, this has been going on in your country for a long, long time. Long time. I had shared in the past that Discover was going to put an investigation out. It was an investigative documentary called The Conspiracy of Silence, where foreigners had to come over to the United States of America and expose Boys Town in Nebraska for priests in an orphanage selling children, orphans, to political pedophiles back in 98. And Discover was paid $500,000 by an anonymous giver to shut the program down. Well, they bought onto it. They took it. And they shut it down. Why would they be so interested in making sure that people didn't understand the crimes going on in Washington, D.C.? It came to the light under Ronald Reagan's administration through George Bush Sr. And by the way, many of these kids have come forward and said and named names. And of course, people don't believe them because one of the pedophiles said, people will never believe it because we're doing the unthinkable. That's exactly right. Well, let me ask you something. If they're not actually enforcing the laws against these crimes, then wouldn't that tell you that they themselves may be guilty of the crime? I would think so. But again, they do what they do because they say, nobody will ever believe you because it's the unthinkable. Hey, America, the unthinkable's been going on in your country for a long time. Who's advocating the homosexual agenda, the sodomy agenda, the transgender agenda, more than those that you would call representatives? Nobody. The CIA control, because they have to demoralize you. And once they demoralize you, and by the way, they may have their own ulterior motive for why they want it to be passed, but the CIA control wants to demoralize you, because if they can demoralize you, just like up in Europe, see those countries all being toppled and invaded, the first thing they have to do to destroy a country is to demoralize it. And I want to tell you this, at the end of the day, a lot of those victims, those kids, they're going to come back stronger 100 times over, and they're going to deal with every one of those that, America, you failed to take the time to deal with. And it's not going to be good. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya. Talk to you soon.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.